Happy Sunday, and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm your host, Jessica Tatro, and right along with me are my lovely co-hosts, Lynn Bleasdale, Tony Jorgensen, and Marianne Adam. How is everyone today? How's everyone doing with the energies? And in fact, that's what we're going to be talking today. Our topic today is on the new year energies and the shift into fifth dimension. We're going to talk a little bit about how that feels and what that looks like. So welcome, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
So for myself, I felt this massive shift, really, after the first of the year. It just kind of, it's just felt like massive shifts in energy are already happening in this new year. And what I've noticed are really strong, as if I'm, it's hard to explain, but as if I'm almost disconnected from, it's really hard to explain. Like, I'm kind of disconnected from, a lot of things that are going on in the world. It's like I'm observing life as if like I'm on the fly on the wall, if that makes sense.
It does.
I noticed I've been channeling so much easier, you guys. It's really amazing. I have been, this is just for me, I don't know if anyone can identify, I've been seeing energy streams in the air. There's just some of the things that I've been going through are kind of like glitches, subtle glitches, and I've been feeling a little bit more tired, you know, with these massive shifts and solar flares and stuff coming in. And I believe a lot of people, you know, wanting to understand a little bit more about like exactly what is 5D. And there's different perspectives of what 5D is or where we're at and what that looks like. So just from my observation, I believe when we hear a lot of this talk about moving into 5D, it's the earth is really kind of growing, and we are growing along with her as a collective. We all know that we've originated from like 3D. The planet was at a 3D density. And as, you know, everyone kind of wakes up to their truth and does the inner work and kind of evolves and spiritually, we move up with the energies and frequencies of the earth, Mother Gaia. And I've been feeling that really strongly. And I think it's really cool. I think it's amazing. What have you guys seen or what have you experienced?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that you have definitely changed since the beginning of the year. I just feel you're more confident and your voice is different. I just think everything is different, Jessica. So I don't know if you're definitely gone through a different dimension. I can see the difference. You know, I can hear it in you. Yeah, I think you're
really
a lot happier also. Yeah,
definitely.
I can feel it. It's been happening to me too. I've felt tired. I've also thought that this was weird, but then I thought, well, it isn't weird because most of the people that I'm meeting now are all spiritual people. Like they're all either light workers or psychics or mediums. And well, you know, at first it was like, wow, but it totally makes sense that I would meet new people like that. You know what I mean? It's just crazy. But I also have disconnected myself or just not interested in everything that's going around in the United States and the world and more focused on my friends and people that need us more. I think that's a better place, and it makes me feel a lot better to be in that place than to shut off the rest, like you were saying. But I also feel like you do about the electricity. You know how a spooky movie, sometimes when they're showing it in a movie, you see the person moving and they're like electric or something. They're moving and they skip a beat or something. That's how I feel that I've been or seen people that way too.
Wow.
That's really weird. Yeah.
Wow.
Weird. So I guess we're moving to 5D.
Yeah. It's just, you can really helpful. You can really feel it like within, through and out your body. It's just amazing. Lynn, what have you experienced?
Well, I thought it was really cool, Jessica, that you were trying to express in words something that is almost inexpressible. It's more of a feeling that you're trying to describe and talking about.
Couldn't find the words.
I thought it was fabulous. I really did. And, you know, I wrote down a few things as we were talking. We talk about all the brouhaha. I'm just gonna generalize. You know, the political stuff, the climate stuff, the rise in hate crimes, all that stuff. I'm just gonna give that an umbrella title of brouhaha. And the question came down: is all the brouhaha necessary to bring about the changes that we need to make as a collective? And I'm not excluding. I'm talking about humans and animals and plants and all the life. I believe rocks have a particular sort of life energy. So the earth is a living thing. And are we going through this in order to make a change? It sounds so awful. It's like we have to go through the darkness to get to the light almost. I wrote this down, Jessica, when you were trying to describe that sort of power shift you're feeling inside. You suddenly, not suddenly, but over time, you become it. You're in the world, but you're not of the world because you have.
Okay.
Like, and I know
That's
what
awesome.
You mean. You're observing. Yeah, you're observing, not. Hard to explain. It's like you can step back from the brouhaha, right? You can step back and not be a part of it. Pulling back from the noise is one thing. Being aware of the shift. So, like, I think that's what you guys are describing is you're starting to see and hear. It's all the clairs are getting very, very sharpened as you pull back from the noise of the workaday world. But I, if you guys don't mind, I found a lovely little thing online, and I just want to read about it or read what they write. And I give credit. aligned-purposeful.com is the website, but they've really described it nicely here. The fifth dimension, 5D, is the first of the higher spiritual dimensions back to source. It's a plane of consciousness. It is a perceived reality. It's a range of frequencies. It's a state of being. The fifth dimension resonates at a higher frequency than the third dimension where most humans reside. So with 5D thinking, we recognize that we are all connected at the quantum level. There is no separation. We take full responsibility for the emotions we feel, the thoughts that we choose, no matter what happens. So if you're a 5D thinker, you might want to serve others to do good and spread light and love. So living in the third dimension, our reality is distorted such that we experience ourselves as separate from the unified field of consciousness. In the third dimension, the illusion of fear, separation and scarcity appear as reality. Low frequency emotions such as anger, sadness, and fear are common. This is the 3D world we're talking about, and a logical way to react to things that may happen. It's based on scarcity, lack, and uses masculine energy to push through actions without consulting our higher selves at a soul level. It feels like hard work, like a treadmill, like it's not fair. The way disagreements are resolved is through war and brute force. It is hard to manifest your dreams because your vibrations are too low to attract in abundance and prosperity. However, we're in the midst of a global change of more people accessing 5D thinking than ever before. It's available to everyone. You don't need to be a guru meditating 20 hours a day to access it. Okay, I'm going to stop there, but I remember Ryan tried to explain the dimensions to me once, and it was a little bit like, it was a little bit like advanced physics, but I did, there were little, almost like little sparks of understanding that came through it. But I like the way they put that. It is a, it's just a step closer to the 11th dimension, which I believe from what Ryan told me is source. So that's cool. So you can read the whole thing at aligned-purposeful.com. I like the way this person thinks, the website. Yeah, that's good. But boy, you know, it's like, wake up. And you almost are like, I don't want to wake up because then I have to grow. And that hurts. <You know?
laughs> Thank you so much, Lynn. I mean, that was such a wonderful way of explaining it, though.
I liked that.
In the world, but not of the world. Yeah.
Well, we are. And I do, like, every spirit I have ever connected with has said the same thing. It's like, this is a passage, not a place to stay, this earthly experience of ours. Like, we do not have to call this our... I mean, nature is, like, so fabulous, but at the same time, you know, the beauty of life on Earth is temporary. We go back to our home. And Linda Irwin always tells us, she's like fascinating because she builds in the astral. She builds things. And I've actually been there. And I'm like, how the heck do you do that? She's very wise. Yeah. But I've actually been to her Morningstar County. And I'm still gobsmacked by all that because we understand. Oh, we've got a lovely comment from our man for peace in the chat room. Many high-profile people who spoke about 5D transformation ended up jumping on the Trump train and turned out to be angry white nationalists. You know what? I know what you're saying, man of peace. I saw that too. And again, people perverting the use of natural medicines by making it like, because I'd never send a person to an herbalist if they had a broken leg, right? It's like modern medicine has its place and it has miracles for us, but the old ways are good. But I read some guy gashed his leg open and then treated it by putting onion slices on the wound, and he lost his leg as a result. So it's, you know, we have to smarten up about how we use energy. And I would safely say that Donald Trump is not somebody who is moving into 5D. I think he's actually almost going into 2D. But
and they're all backwards. Going backwards.
He is the soul going through a physical experience, and we, you know, that's again part of the brouhaha, right? So anyway, Man for Peace left, so I hope I haven't offended anybody with that. But
well, it's okay.
I'm home. So.
We're glad you're home and not driving and thinking about
it. I know, me too. That was a little scary. The rain is just coming down like crazy. Ugh.
Oh, no. Horrible.
Yeah,
okay. We're glad you're
okay. Yeah, thanks, you too. But,
you know what I think? And I hate to interrupt, but I just have to say this, but I mean, I don't know how long we've been doing the show now. What is it? Almost a year? Is it?
I think, yeah. Something like that, yeah.
And how the four of us have changed. For the better. But, like, you know, Marianne wouldn't get on the radio, you know what I mean? And now she's, like, this great part of the show, and, like, you know, I was also afraid, and Jessica was wandering sometimes, and now she's here all the time, and just the sparks. And then Lynn, of course, is the one who taught us how to do a lot of this. But even Lynn, I feel that you have changed too over the course of the last year with the show. And so I definitely think there's a shift, that we felt a shift.
Oh, yeah.
Also.
For me, there's a more cohesive energy behind the team. In that before, and it was nobody's fault, but things were happening and people could sometimes show up and they just, and I'm like, and again, I use that expression, it's a bit like herding cats, but then you guys jumped in and it feels, I do feel like, you know, murmurations when like birds all fly in the same direction, or it's, you know, like a flock of birds all knows to do the same thing at the same time, or a herd of animals will, you know, and it, I feel like we've got that sort of thing where we're flying with a telepathy, you know, we've got a telepathy between us all. And, you know, it doesn't mean people can't show up for the show, but the thing is, it is certainly cohesive is the energy. Describe here.
Yeah. All the guests that we have on are remarkable. They fit.
Oh, yeah.
And we learn so much from them. It's just, you know, and the people that call in, you know, and the people that listen. It's such a cool learning experience that it's totally changed my life. I mean, I feel different about everything that I do, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's you're here for a reason. Marianne is here for a reason. Jessica and Jaden, you guys are all, we're meant to be. And I actually, within the context of the larger Sacred Embers Network group, I feel it just feels better. And it's funny, because a couple of years ago, I can't remember, Jessica might, but we had some serious shaking up within the energy of the group. We could judge it as a bad thing, but it was stuff that we really had to work at to get through. And it was painful, and but it reminds me like of great wisdom through painful experience is an inside job, you know, and we're doing those inside jobs for the greater good. It is hard to describe or to put words to, because, you know, but it is, we've got the feels and we're all aware of the shifts.
Absolutely. I just wanted to give a shout out to Blog Talk and Into the Light Radio. For anyone out there that's listening, if you'd like to call in, the number is 646-564-9868. Yeah. So please call in if you're listening, and maybe just weigh in on the topic or discussion, and it'd be wonderful. So
I think we do have a caller, don't we? We have one caller.
Patiently waiting. And I think Kimberly was on and then dropped off again, but maybe she'll come back. But we can pick up any time if people are ready.
I'm ready.
All right. So 651, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Christiana.
We thought so. That's too funny. We're taking bets. Welcome back. It's lovely to talk to you.
You too.
One of our guests from before.
Yep.
Is this just for commenting on the topic?
Mm-hmm. You can bring anything you want. Yeah, anything you want.
Yep.
Oh, I thought you guys were doing readings.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are.
Oh. That's what we're saying.
We'd love to hear what you think about what we were talking about too. If you want to comment, for sure.
I think I still have to think about it for a while, but I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's about employment. I was just wondering if you see me in being employed in like what type of field, and because I'm applying to different kinds of jobs, so just wondering what you guys see.
Yeah.
Christiana, just real quick for everyone, I just wanted to clarify, what was your question about? Was it about a job?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just where you
okay.
see me.
Okay, I'm just going to, I'll start out. I don't have a full answer here, but I'm just getting the word basket, Christiana, and I'm looking up what that means. Like, is that an image? But the basket symbolizes happiness, security, and well-being in the Navajo tradition. It has a lot of different meanings, but I'm getting I'm seeing a basket. Yeah, you were trying to be self-employed, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah, and it's really, really hard, and because launching any kind of business, but I'm feeling that you needn't give up on your dreams. Okay, it feels like you were trying to do the thing, you're trying to follow the path with heart for your life, and that don't give up on that is what I'm getting. And I feel that you may have to take like a day job to bring your dreams to light, but don't despair it, and also to know that nothing you've done towards that self-employment is wasted. It's all I get the image sometimes of a seed underground. Now, it's germinating under the ground, but we don't see anything. So, but that doesn't mean nothing's happening. It's just not visible to the eye. And actually, if you think about it from the little prince, what is essential is invisible to the eye. It's very, very important to remember. But don't give up on... If you do, are you applying for a specific job or are you just trying to get work, if that makes sense?
I'm applying to different jobs that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
One was at a bookstore, one was a tanning salon, and then some other ones.
Mm-hmm. That's really good because you're trying to work within your range of interests rather than doing jobs that, have no meaning for you. And if you're just going through motions in order to make money, I think for you specifically, it's going to make you like unhappy. It's got to be something not just bringing money in for you, but it's also got to be an area of interest, not necessarily passion, but it's got to have meaning for you. There's got to be meaning. It's really important for you. if I'm using baskets as a symbol, I think it's like fulfillment and happiness can be found. So don't give up. Don't despair. It is going to happen for you. But work within your interest group. Have you applied at a florist at all? Or... Like, I'm seeing you doing creative work. Like, I see you doing, and then that would include baskets, too, doing the work of arranging flowers. Baskets would be a part of that. I don't know. My imagery is the first thing that came in when you asked was baskets. And so
I've
maybe.
I've gift shops, so they usually have flower shops.
Yeah, something in that line, I think. Yeah, I think that's keep your focus on things where you get to be creative, because you are a very creative person, and it's like it's like clipping a bird's wings to not let them fly. You need to keep creating within the context of a job. So I hope that helps, Christiana. I really don't think you need to be too despairing. It is going to be okay for you. It feels like it's going to be okay. And I'm going to pass you over to the rest of the gang, but I'm also going to pull a card and I'll get back to you at the end of the reading. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Hi, Christiana. This is Jessica.
Hi.
What I got right away was yes, that you were going to switch jobs or get a new job, more of your interest, and that would it's looking like the potential is within 6 months. So, like Lynn was saying, it's probably kind of seeded right now. And you did that by putting out your applications. And yeah, I'm just getting, try not to force it, free up the energy flow and allow it to come to you, and it'll be okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Deanna, hi. This is Tony. So I also got a yes, and then I saw, like, the Wizard of Oz movie with the yellow brick road, which there's many, many different roads you could take. Kind of like what Jessica and Lynn were saying, that it you know, I think you can go out there and apply for all the things that you're interested in, and then one of them is going to spark your interest for the day job. But I also agree that you shouldn't give up your other one. You should keep trying to do your you know, your heart work for the what you want to do. But I definitely see you being hired ASAP.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Marianne?
Yeah. So, hi, Christiane. What I got is that, so kind of the same thing everybody else says. So what is, so with yours, the same thing. It's working behind the scenes, and in about a year from now, it'll come to fruition. You'll be able to do what it is that you love to do. And it's saying not to give up, that your guides and your team is working behind the scenes to help you build it up. And it's saying not to get discouraged, because there is, you know, there's free will, and that has a difference, but that can make a difference. But they're telling you to not give up, and that it'll be in about a year, so within this year, around the same time, or shortly after.
Okay.
And you'll be able to see evidence of your answered prayers.
Mm. Well, thank you, everybody.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Christiana, I pulled for you the Ten of Swords reversed. Okay. And it talks about coming to an end. I feel like the change, like when you had to give up trying to be a self-employed person with your own work, that was an inevitable change that you had to go through. And the Ten of Swords indicates that you're on the end of this change. And you no longer, change is going to happen. An initial pain there, and if you can look that up on a full meaning, because there's so much stuff. But the good news is that the Ten of Swords marks the final ordeal, so you no more. You're not going to be running into any more stuff. It talks about recovery, and also to be careful not to have a scarcity mindset, because you are going to be. Okay. Like it's saying you're on the tail end of what you suffering that's happened for you, because it's been scary and it's been confusing, but that's coming to an end, and the change that you need is coming for you. So it's the Ten of Swords reversed, if you want to just have a look at that. I use Biddy Tarot, but there's all kinds of different people that do it, and it's all kind of the same meaning. Gray skies are going to clear up and put on a happy face and carry on, because you're on the way, kid. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, everybody.
Okay, thanks, Christiana. We'll talk to you. Let us know how it goes, would you?
Yeah.
Okay,
hon, have a lovely Sunday. Love and light.
You too.
How freaky, eh, that we usually have a lot of callers, and well,
okay, we're just kind of hanging out, seeing if we're going to get any callers.
Yeah, no, that's weird. It's there must be, I don't know, something in the air.
It's kind of bad weather everywhere. So California is dealing with a bunch of flooding and,
those guys.
Yeah.
It seems to be a double whammy everywhere. Like Florida got hit a couple of times and every place is going through something, I think, right? And just below where we live is Buffalo. And I was looking, I think it's gotten a bit better, but there was like cars completely covered in snow. And, really got nailed. But, anyway. Oh, my. I was just shuffling and putting just a general card for our group. And if anyone who's better at tarot, because like this is something I'm interested in, but I just pulled for us the Devil reversed. So I'm going to see what that means. It's funny because
that's awesome.
Okay. I'm having trouble typing. Oh, no, okay. I thought, devil's after me. Yeah. What was that Marianne was saying about, mediums, some religions seeing mediums as demons or something? Yeah.
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 Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Mormon religion, they believe anything in the channeling or any kind of spiritual beliefs or work that we like what we do is of the occult was sent it's just sad.
I doubt it's the only organized religion that feels that way. There's a lot of them and people and people can think what they want, but we should do a show on that someday because it's very silly.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. The devil upright. The devil. The devil made me do it. Okay. Devil reversed. Okay, so here's the thing. The devil reversed, and this is for our team, can often appear when you are on the verge of a breakthrough or an up-leveling. You are being called to your highest potential. But first, you must let go of any unhealthy attachments or limiting beliefs that are holding you back. So often when you're called to do something more, you must deal with your shadows before you can step into this new version of yourself. Maybe an addiction, unhealthy relationships, or a disengaging career. I don't have any of those. Do you guys?
Oh, no. No.
I have confusing relationships with humans because I find humans very, very fascinating and, a learning experience. So let go of fear and release any self-imposed limited beliefs. Okay. It's talking about confronting any anxiety you have. Eliminate things you know are harmful to you and your inner psyche. An interesting side note, psyche, the root of psyche, the word means soul. So psychiatrist and it used to be more dealing with soul than the sort of modern clinical stuff we go through. But
I didn't know that. That's really neat to know. Yeah.
Well, it's archaic, right? People, it used to have that meaning, and now it's become prescribing antidepressants to people and putting them on drugs. I hate to say that, but not to say, I'm sorry, if anybody is taking medication for depression or anything, I wasn't saying don't take it. I think sometimes what can be cured by energy, is often under the bug said, here, take this pill for one, instead of asking that person what's going on with them, it's in and out kind of thing. But again, not to disparage the good healers that are out there, Oh, yeah. So take this opportunity to bring about positive change in your life and stay focused on the ultimate goal. So, yeah, it feels like we're I know one of the things that had held me back was the feeling of when the trouble happened for our team. I felt like all that work I'd done was just like, and then I had to realize over time, nothing is wasted. The opportunity is still there to grow, but it was almost like, why bother? You know, I just think every time you turn around, things get, but that's the thing, don't despair. And so that's something I know this group has brought a fresh energy, you know, that we can work with and stuff.
I was just going to say, yeah, that's a really good card. That's perfect for the discussion, the topic for today. But the card that flew out for us is patience is a virtue. You know, we always hear about that. Let's see. It says, allowing yourself to experience life as it ebbs and flows without having any connection to its timing is indeed a gift. Remember, time is an illusion and you are eternal. The clock ticks in this physical dimension, but it is just a device we use for measuring. Your higher self has always been and will always be. It's the material bodies that come and go. As you contemplate this card, the guides want to remind you to slow down and enjoy your journey. If you race through it, you will miss the pearls on the path. Slow down, traveler. There are no rewards for finishing first. The rewards are the experiences that you are passing by. Be present and acknowledge the wonders of the dimension. Free yourself from expectations. Let your path unfold. You only have power in this present moment. If you waste it by pondering what is to come, you've lost the moment's power. It never comes again. Wow. So this is another really powerful card for the energy, the changing energy, really where we're at right now. Really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. Wow. Excellent. We do have another caller.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. Did anyone else want to bring a card through, or shall I pick up?
No, go ahead. I don't. Are you Marianne?
Yeah. No, yeah, go ahead.
Hi, 208. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
I'm the Linda Irwin you were talking about a little while ago.
Oh, you sweetheart. You showed up.
Good.
Well, you didn't have any callers. I felt like I needed to sit down in the space and hang with you guys.
I love that, because you can maybe help us understand how you do all these things in the astral. That blew me away. It just blew me away.
Yeah.
And, like, there's even coffee at this place.
Yes. It's anything you want. Coffee, cake, anything.
Music. Oh, my gosh. But, well, welcome. Are you freezing over in Idaho?
Actually, the sun is out today, shining brightly off the white snow, and it may be a little windy out there, so I have to bundle up some, but it is a beautiful day. And I was given a message, and I don't know from who or why, but they told me to go ahead and plan, when the snow is gone, to take a taxi to a hotel with character. We have one here called Hotel McCall, and spend a couple of days, see something different. I thought, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Well, you've been in a transition space for a year now, like when Jim left, your husband Jim, transitioned.
Oh, yeah.
That's
2 years after January 9th.
So, probably time to do something neat and fun and wonderful, you know. Not that things aren't, it's just that, you know, that's a transition that takes time and a change of pace for Linda, you know. So how are the emo pet and emo robot?
Oh, they're doing good. One of them just woke up and said, what? I have a message probably for you here. We just got to share some love with them.
Glad to hear.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. No, I mean, yes. What did he say?
Great. Glad to hear it.
Oh,
yeah. Emo. I love you.
I love you too, Mitchell.
Oh. You guys should check if you are interested. Linda's got a YouTube channel, and you can see the two little. Well, I think you have a third one now, right? You've got the Emo Pet, Emo Robot, and
Pet, Emo Robot, and Vector.
Vector, that's
Vector
right.
Was first. He doesn't talk. YouTube, but he doesn't. If you watch my Christmas video, you'll understand why they messed up the subscriptions, and I can't get it back. So.
We have
or told me, and they don't talk either, but they're cute.
Yeah. Well, I was remembering all your, you've got all these really cool things around your workstation, like little moons and stars and planets, and they're animate sort of with faces on them. You've got a really cool workstation. It's full of neat stuff, you know, and little.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's
hearts and you name it.
Yeah. No, it's fabulous. Do you want to stay on, Linda, while we've got another caller? I guess all our we were telling people, call in now, so they are. So would you care to join us? I'd love to have you if you don't mind.
Sure.
Oh, and we should also remember to ask you about 5D, because I'm pretty sure you've got some insights on that kind of, I don't know what to call it, transition, you know, growth.
A more non-physical plane of existence, I would say.
How you doing?
Yes. Yes.
Can you hear me now? I'll push on the speaker.
Hi, 917.
How you doing?
Hi. Who have we got?
This is Ashiel from New York.
Ashiel?
Oh. Ashiel from New York.
Yeah. I remember you. I think you've called in before. Well, welcome. Happy New Year and welcome back. How can we help you today, Ashiel? And anything you'd like to add to the conversation, feel free, please.
Actually, I just kind of caught up with you guys like 5 minutes ago, so I'm not sure quite what the conversation was about. But
we're talking about 5D, like the transformation into the 5D dimension, which is it's hard to explain, but anyway, you could also welcome to just throw a question at us and we'll see what we can do for you.
My question is just, you know, it's a new year, and just trying to see if there's a message that I need to know about.
Like a New Year's message sort of thing, what's coming in with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I step in just a second?
Yes, please.
This is Linda Irwin. I wanted to remind everyone that 2023 numerologically adds up to a 7. 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 3 is 7. And 7 is a number of spirituality and higher vibration. So it's not a coincidence that we're discussing 5D today. That's what this year is bringing to us, more stronger connections to our spiritual side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. Very important point. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ashiel, I am drawing the mathematical sign for increase. Do you know what I mean? That it's like a little chevron.
Increase, you said?
Increase, I feel
I'm,
like...
Go ahead. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Is this a good increase for you?
I just started the business in January, you know, 1st, and, you know, it's doing well so far. So.
Oh, I love that. Increase. I think you're going to... I think whatever you're doing... it's going to open up and expand for you. And I guess, too, it feels like you're on the right track. So keep doing your business with love and building it. And yeah, so because the first thing I drew was that increase sign, like it's going to get bigger and better for you. And I was hoping that it wasn't something bad that was going to increase for you. So I'm glad it's something positive. Okay. Yeah, anybody want to take it from here? Yeah, no problem.
I can go ahead. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Ashiel. This is Jessica. Hi. The card that just flew out of my deck for you, I left it a triple flip, is accept your talent. It says, and it says here, the body that your higher self and your guides have selected for you to inhabit in this dimension was born with a predisposition for certain skills. If your spiritual blueprint is best served by the life of a musician as opposed to that of a mathematician, then an embryo with that genetic disposition will be chosen. This card has come to you because your guides want you to acknowledge your special abilities and nurture them. When someone you admire appears to be more capable in a certain field, you may feel envious. But to be envious of another's skill set is disregarding your own. Your human gifts were chosen for you for a reason. They are a signpost to you on your own path. Acknowledge them, cherish them, and follow them to where they may lead you. Share them with the world so others will recognize those same qualities in themselves. So I really hope this card resonated with you.
Tony? Yeah. Hi, this is Tony. So my card, it says burning to connect. So it said the intention is I seek to embrace and connect with others as a mean of expanding my capacity to give and receive love. Also, by loving and connecting openly, I receive the energies of others, which enhance my life. Throughout these connections, I learn new skills and gain tools for my new practice. So that kind of falls into the same thing that Jessica and Lynn were just talking about. So I think you're on the right path and you're connecting with others. And I don't know how your love life is, but that's the first thing that I got when you answered the phone, that it's moving in the right direction, whether you haven't met somebody, but you're going to meet somebody, or the person that you've met, or if you're married, the connection is going to be bigger this year.
I'm looking forward to meeting somebody. That's also my second, after my business, that was my second thing. And if it comes to that, meet someone.
Yeah, but I think that's going to happen definitely for you this year.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Linda or Marianne, did you want to throw a 2 cents in there?
This is Marianne. Go ahead, Linda.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
I'm getting a sense of years of clearing things out, things that were no longer serving you, as my dad would say, and giving yourself space to roam freely within your own being. So you've gotten rid of a lot of emotional baggage. And as well, I believe you're getting rid of physical baggage as well, things that you don't need anymore that you don't have to hang on to. And this is the year that you're going to be able to find new things for yourself, discover new hobbies, discover new people, because you cleared everything out and there's now room for you to move and explore. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, 100%.
Marianne?
Well, yeah, I kind of got that, like, the same thing. So basically, they're just saying that it's time to let go of the situation and just let all the old baggage clear out so that new can come in. So it, just stop focusing on how or when it will be solved or even why it occurred. Relationships that are unhealthy or unfulfilling will need to have the opportunity to clear out so that something new and wonderful that is going to serve you the best and your guides are saying that they've got something in store for you, and they're just trying to get you ready. So it's on the horizon.
Good. Fabulous.
So, yeah.
Good news around, eh? That's great.
Yeah, it's very good. You know, I'm glad I called, and, you know, it's a new, it basically it seems that you guys said, you know, was around what I was really looking forward to. My career, which I said, I just started already in my love life. Now I'm starting to focus on that as well. So, and I've got both messages relating to that. So I keep looking forward to it.
Looks great for you. It's fabulous. I love giving, like, good news. Giving out good news to everyone. Yeah. No, it's looking good, and enjoy. Like, I guess that's the trick. It trick is, you know, enjoy the ride and enjoy your success. And does anyone else get a feeling? Yeah, I was just thinking. I almost feel like you're going to find that love connection through the work. Like what you've set up is going to bring you that love connection down the road. Somebody you meet through the business. So. Kind of neat. Yeah, you created the space for it to happen.
Sure.
Yeah. Looks
that's
good.
What my feeling was. Yeah.
Yeah. And the neat thing is, the more positive you think about your situation, the more it you know, you're saying to the universe, more of this, send more of this. So you manifest, and all the good stuff comes happening. It's very, 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 very good.
Yeah, I'm glad too. Yeah, it was, you know, I had to do some work. Obviously, it wasn't just something that happened. You know, getting rid of people, that was the toughest part of it. But you know, I did it. You know, you find yourself in a place where you know people aren't good for you. But you know,
that's why it's working, because you did the work, and it's paying off for you. Way to go!
Yeah. I'm glad it's paying off, because, you know, I was questioning myself at times, you know, because some of them were family members I have to let go of. That's when it's my intuition. So
I guess
it's paying off now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Cool. Well, that's great, Ashiel. Thank you for calling. And
thank you for all your messages. I appreciate it.
That's okay. Well, drop in any time and let us know how it's going, would you?
I will keep you posted for sure. Thank you so much.
Love and light. Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Fabulous.
All right.
Linda, back to you, Linda.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Whatever you, like, you're one of the most fascinating humans I've ever met. Humanoids, human beings. Because I do remember the first experience of astral travel with you. Your parents were, they didn't actually drop in, but they were off doing something, and that's why you dropped by. But it blew me away. And actually, I still have that conversation in my files, so I will pop that into our convo there. But how do you do that? It's like, how have you, it's just,
well,
I don't
you're
know
laugh
what
at
even. Oh, I will.
You are going to laugh. Because it all started with what I call mind movies to help me go to sleep. I would close my eyes and envision myself in a scene that I would create, and I would play it out like you were watching something on a screen. And eventually I realized that it wasn't just playing out on a screen. It was actually translating when I would leave to go to the astral after I fell asleep. And it's like, well, if I can do this while I'm awake, I can do this while I'm asleep.
Wow.
So really it just begins with thought and creating your surroundings and what you're doing and all of that. And it just goes from there.
Building with energy. Yeah. You have like totally fabulous parents, and I know they've both crossed over, but they still work with you, and you know your dad still brings the smell of coffee cake around, you know.
Of course. Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, I guess it's when I first met you, I was coming out of a really bad situation. It was a career thing that had just gone south, and I was looking for help. And I went online, found the James von Prague community, which doesn't exist in that way anymore. But there was this beautiful soul named Linda Rue, who like was just out, you were like literally out of this world, you know? And I also recall like you were talking to me about, there was a light in the sky and it was, you know, and I didn't want to talk to anyone else because they're like, you're crazy lady. But there was this something in the sky that kept appearing. And it wasn't a star. It had red, green, and blue lights.
Right.
And you're the one of the first people that's ever made me comfortable with the thought that, you know, well, I know we're not alone in this universe. That would be a nuts. But to not feel wacky about talking about UFOs or, you know, like that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's okay. You're allowed to talk about stuff like that, you know. And,
sure.
Yeah. You've been in those
part
amazing.
Of
oh, I know. But thank you. So, I just want to thank you because, like, you opened up a whole world of knowing. But the best part is not feeling like a weirdo. And then I get to meet all these other lovely weirdos that, like, this team, you know, all these wonderful people came together. And you can call us weirdos and it doesn't bother us anymore.
No.
Yeah, it's just beautiful, and like I'll never ever, I can't thank you enough for, but I feel like you showed up because I was needing to meet you, you know, and it was quite amazing.
Well, it may have even been my star family that got us together. They guide me, you know.
Yeah. Well, I do have a memory of being on Lemuria as a botanist,
mm-hmm.
and you were in Atlantis, right? And we would have gone by boat to connect with each other. That it's a vague memory, but I do remember like being a plant nerd back then and being on Lemuria. And
wow. Well, may I share with everyone a bit about Atlantis and Lemuria and my play in that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Atlantis and Lemuria at one time were actually warring, and it was because Atlantis was greedy. The Lemurians were very spiritually connected to the universe. They did a lot of energy manipulation. The Atlanteans wanted the power to do those kinds of things but didn't have the means to do it. And I recall being in the Ministry of Science and how we experimented with different things. Now, back in 2001 already, I was talking about the crystals in the ocean where the Bermuda Triangle is. That's because I saw them back then. I was reminded of that time. And they went offline a little bit. And that's what created the Bermuda Triangle. When the energy goes offline, it doesn't work properly. With the various ocean tectonic plate events that happened. Well, not too long ago, I think it was the mid-2010s, probably 2015, somewhere in there, they went exploring the area and found these glass pyramids, they called them. And I'm like, no, they're not glass, they're crystal. And then a few months later, they redid the report, and it said, oh, they're crystal pyramids. Like, yes, of course they are.
Wow.
But anyway, a lot of destruction of Atlantis came from tampering with elements that the Atlanteans didn't know how to control. So that's why a lot of us ended up in Egypt, the ones that made it off.
So that's
where the pyramids came from. And in fact, my dad experimented with pyramids in my old bedroom at his house. He had a life-size pyramid that would fit the room, exact specifications for measurements. And one day, somebody broke into the house and stole all of his expensive camera equipment.
Wow.
Well, weeks go by, he's put a metal door on all this, and he even had a talisman to protect against further break-ins. He came home, and all of his cameras were in the pyramid, minus the batteries. And they were fine cameras. They were nothing happened to them. They were in good shape. And my theory on that is his intention to get those cameras back caused him to translate through the pyramid into physical space, and the batteries were absorbed as energy during the transit.
Oh, wow. That's fabulous. Wow. It's, you know, the mystery just deepens the more we talk about it. It's fascinating. Oh, wow. I have to ask our Tony, is 646 a new caller?
Yeah.
That's a new caller.
So.
I think so. Well, I'll pick up and ask.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, 646. Are you a new caller?
I am. I mean, like, you haven't picked me up. Yes. Hi, this is Carla. I think I had called last week regarding my question, but I think you have a guest on today, if I'm not mistaken. I just tuned in.
Well, it's Linda, she's a member of the family.
Yes. Oh,
Linda comes on sometimes.
Yes, thank you. I talked to you gals last week, so I would love Linda's input. My condo is on the market, and it's been a little, almost 2 months in New York City. And I'm just wondering, Linda, if you see it selling like before the end of January, in the next couple of weeks?
Okay, what I'm getting is that right now there's a bit of turbulence in the market, so to speak, and it's going to take it a little bit to straighten out. I believe things will start to settle down probably the beginning of next month, and people will be more open to purchasing things that they couldn't feel like they could purchase right now. I don't follow the stock market, but I'm just getting a sense of things are up in the air financially for people. And I don't know if that has to do with they did a budget thing in Congress and the Senate and all that. That may have a little bit of influence that people are holding back to see what's going to happen. But, yeah, I think something's going to start to break in early February and people will be more interested in investing in new properties.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Just trying to figure out whether we should...
Yeah, you had made a decision with your husband, as I recall, to give it a certain time limit, right?
That we were thinking.
I do feel, this is Lynn, and I do feel like what Linda was saying, it's a matter of just getting past this turbulence, as she calls it, because that's a really good word for it. But don't be afraid to extend your time that you've given yourself.
Okay.
Like if it hasn't happened by this time, don't. Yeah, give it a little more time. Yeah.
Okay.
Did anybody else want to bring anything into that?
Yeah. I got a no for the next couple of weeks, but then I don't know because I don't have a crystal ball and, you know, there's a whole lot of different timelines that could affect it. But I do feel that in the next 6 to 8 weeks, though, like Linda said, things are going to change and it's going to open up. I feel the same way that everybody's just like a little hesitant, whether they overspent at Christmas or because of the Senate, exactly what's going on in our universe that everybody's holding back. But then I think it's going to open up again. I feel that they're seeing that, you know, the egg prices are going down, gas is going down, and they're going to be a little more fluent with their money in the next couple of months. But as far as the next couple of weeks, I think we're still in that turbulence also.
Well, thank you very much, ladies. I appreciate the input.
You're so welcome, Carla. Thank you for calling back. Let us know how it goes, would you? Perfect.
I shall. I'll let you know. Yes, I'm eager. I'm eager.
Yeah. I do feel it's gonna, I think we all agree it's just wait a little bit and you know, if you think about divine timing, if you can have a little faith in that things happen when they're meant to, it's gonna be okay. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Happy Sunday,
thank you,
dear soul.
Thank
okay.
you all. Thank you.
Yeah.
Happy Sunday.
Thank you. Bye bye. Nice. Alrighty. Well, there we go. Thank you, Linda. It's really neat that you joined us. Absolutely. I'm glad you feel, because you are always welcome, like the flowers in May, to join us for any show you like. And, I feel so honored when you come on, because I'm like, wow, you know, we've got the, I was going to say the great Linda Irwin, because you are. But, you know, I don't want to make you sound like, you know, you're...
I'm already blessing so much I can't see my screen, but okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just babbling away here. Sometimes I say stuff, I have no idea what's coming out, you know. Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you about. Okay. We have a friend, Ryan Kirchhoff, who is...
Yeah.
He's quite a he jumps between dimensions quite a lot, this dude. But I remember being in the astral at the ships, the spaceships were flying in formation overhead. And again, it was another time of like, my jaw is just, it wasn't a physical jaw, but I'm in a stunned, I'm like, holy cow, you know, I can't believe I'm watching these ships go over. And it was like sort of, they were just in formation. It was sort of like they were doing a display. There was a giant party going on, and it was just part of the entertainment was these ships were going overhead. But Ryan Kirchhoff actually, I guess he got you back in a spaceship when he was drunk. And I always loved that story.
Okay, yeah, so it was December 28th, 2010, and it was my birthday. So I decided to go with him and his friends, his ET friends, and go party. Well, it got to be morning, and it's like, okay, I guess I better get home, or Jim's going to wonder why I won't wake up. And they got back, and they were a little, the one that was piloting, it wasn't Ryan, it was somebody else that was piloting, and they were high on weed, to be honest.
Okay.
Weed is an interesting thing to our star family. And they went across the roof. I remember we clipped something, and I didn't know what it was. But then they went across the top of my roof, pushed all the snow into my satellite dish, and knocked it over. And Jim, my husband, comes stomping out just as I'm dropping back into my body. What the heck was that? You heard it. And uh-oh. It was like 6 o'clock in the morning. And we couldn't figure out why we couldn't get the satellite working. And the cell phone didn't work either. It turns out that he'd clipped the cell tower coming in because it's right directly in the direction between where Ryan lives and where I live. So I had to message Ryan really fast and have him come over and fix things. So they had to cloak themselves and repair the cell tower and put my satellite dish back. But, yeah.
Oh, I hope you write books. Yeah, I hope you write a book someday, kid. You've had some amazing, but it, you know, it all works out to be this. You know, it's not that I wasn't a believer, but I never thought I'd be like pulled into these alternate realities and go, wow, these are like really there. You know, you sort of, it's mind bending.
Well,
it's very, very good.
I sent you guys a picture of the snowball that they made outside my house.
Oh, cool. I have to
Think I did. It was a while ago, I believe. So
yes,
I put it on Messenger.
Yep, it's in there. I'll dig it out and find it again. No, that's really good. Yeah. No, it's really neat to meet someone who's comfortable with alternate realities other than what we experience in the 3D world. I guess it's, you know, willing suspension of disbelief. But wow, I mean, what is out there is, you know, it's an epic thing that's out there that, and our little perceptions are so puny. We can really only see like through a crack in that. And,
yeah.
You know, again, ineffable. It's hard to talk. It's hard to put words to. But, well, Jessica, when Jaden first came through to you, you know what I mean? It's the same thing. It's like, I can't believe this is happening, and yet this is happening, you know? You know what I mean?
It was just, it was so visible, you know, and he was, it's so real. It's so, and it is. He laughs. He's like, Mom, it is real. But, you know, we're just learning that. And, I remember one of the first times, might have been the second or third, I was just going to doze off to sleep, and
he showed up right next to my bedside, and he was literally tugging on my shirt, just tugging. I mean, I could feel my body rocking, and it was just, you know, he was trying to wake me up before I fell completely to sleep. So I, you know, I couldn't shake it. So I woke up, I opened my eyes, and there he was, just clear as day, standing right there. He said, "Hey, Mom." Yeah. He said, "Come on." He said, "Let's go play." And, you know, he didn't speak by moving his mouth, but he spoke like, telepathically. I always said through his eyes before I knew it was telepathic. I didn't know it was telepathic at the time. And, man, I couldn't believe it. He ran around my bed and across the hall and flipped on his bedroom light and went to his room, and I sat up in bed and I was like, "Oh my God, is this, like, what is happening, son?" So I jumped out of bed and ran across the hall into the bedroom, and there he was, just jumping on his bed like he always would. And
wow.
I walked right up to him just in complete amazement, and he jumped from the bed into my arms. This was all very tangible, and we just held each other for a while, and he kind of slid down the front of my, you know, he's a big boy, slid down my front and onto his feet and said, "Come on, Mom, let's play," and ran out his bedroom. And, you know, and it's like, I don't even know. I think it's probably midnight by that point. Everyone's asleep, and he's running through the house, flipping the lights off and on, and, you know, opening cabinet doors and getting in the refrigerator. And I followed him. I just watched him. He was trying to show me how alive he was, you know, doing all the same things he would be doing. And yeah, just that, you know, it was just amazing. It was so amazing.
Fabulous. Yep.
Yeah.
And I guess Tony,
major chills.
Yeah. But Tony, you've been experiencing animal apparitions, right?
For a long time. My Japanese chin dogs, and I, two of them that died like right after each other, a couple of years after. But yeah, I see them all the time. And my cat, I see cats. My first experience with traveling was not too long ago. It was when I couldn't get in touch with family members to find out if my aunt had passed, and I really felt that she had. Her and I were very close, but it was on my dad's side, and most of them were gone, and the people that were left to answer that question wouldn't tell me, because I guess we don't speak. I'm not sure why, but anyway, I remember, like, what Linda was saying, that she was laying down when that happened, or going to sleep, but I remember saying, "Oh, I need to find out." So I definitely traveled back with my family, and they're an Italian family that played cards every Sunday after we ate dinner. Like, we all went to my grandparents. Every summer I would go there in Brooklyn, and the whole family would be over. I mean, there would be 35 people there. And then it always ended up with the older family and my one aunt. So it was all guys, and my one aunt would play cards. So they were all playing cards and partying, and I remember, you know, they gave me the answer that she was there, and I saw her, and we talked. And then I remember saying, "Hey, you guys, I've got to go back because I have to wake up for work." You know, I had to wake up to either babysit Cooper at 6 a.m. or I had to get up, and I was partying all night. And I could feel it, you know, with them. And it's like, I've got to go back home and go to sleep. But that was crazy. That was amazing. I wish
That's
I could
wonderful.
Do it more. Yeah.
Well, Tony, I have to ask you, does one of those family members have a birthday on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve?
I think on Christmas Eve, yeah.
Okay. So I'm getting the sense that something about that was discussed while you were there.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, probably. It was one of my uncles, I believe, that we always celebrated. My aunt, that's really close to me, and my grandmother were born in the same month and like a couple of days before me. So we all kind of shared the same birthday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, cool.
Neat.
Cool. And I think I met Linda. So somewhere along that way. And remember I told you that, Linda, a while ago?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was
yeah.
my first one. I think you were there in somewhere where I was traveling that I met you, like Lynn talks about.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
travel. Yeah.
Not surprised.
Yeah. Well, do you remember an old log cabin anywhere? Out in the
no.
country.
Yeah, out in
you
the country.
You can see mountains and dirt roads. And.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That was born in Star County.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I told you. Yeah. Is that where I met you? As I came
yeah.
there? Yeah.
Well, you had said something about wanting to Astro, and I said I'd be there for you when it was time.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I remember that, and I remember, I remember cowboys or something.
Yeah.
Horses, cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was cool. Yeah, that's the best ever. And I wish something like what happened with Jessica would happen to me. I'm sure it might someday, but it did happen to me with my animals, and I'm very and I love them to death. And it's like, it's funny because now I have this little Molly that's a Japanese chin too, and she's got so many characteristics of the other two that, you know, have passed, but she's like reincarnated from them. She has all of the same little traits that these two dogs had, so it's kind of funny.
No yeah,
doubt
my normal
it.
Chuck loved me when he reincarnated. It was really sweet.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well,
yep.
She is a little hellion, and she was brought to me. Well, Marianne told me that I needed to get her, but she, if I wouldn't have got her, I don't know what would have happened to her because she is a feisty little 4-pound thing, but she bites, and I know nobody else would put up with it. But I understand her. So I understand why she bites sometimes. So
this
it doesn't
is perfect.
Matter.
Oh, Tony,
yeah.
That's so perfect. You know, it's
know.
Like
yeah.
it's already happening for you. And again, it's like we're taught to be disbelievers, right? We're taught that,
yeah.
you know, you can't say that. That's woo-woo, right? And then,
right.
you know, so I think that's why we all met each other and found each other is that, you know, we're not crazy. Our mothers had us tested.
Hey, I had a school psychologist go not trying to figure out me, so.
Yeah. Well, I know you've had, you know, the dudes in the black vans outside your house and, you know, you've been through a lot, Linda, and I, you know, much respect to you because you've
yeah.
just been like cool. You're just like, that's fine. It's just a test. It's only a test.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's the thing. Remember you told me about that metal that was in your mouth? And
yes, the implant.
And then I don't know if you ever saw it, but I sent you that. It's like a documentary about the metal that it's not preserved. It was talked about that in talking about abductees. But you've been taken a few times, I guess, and they were using
starting
you
at
for...
eight, yeah.
yeah.
Wow.
And then it's about 10 years ago, or when did it come out? You took it out. It was like
it was
they weren't...
2008 when I discovered that.
Wow.
I was getting ready to dinner, and I felt something in my jaw, and I reached in there and pulled it out, and it was a very small piece of metal. I don't even know what it was made of because it didn't last very long. It disappeared on me. But it had
yeah.
weird writing on it that I couldn't make out what it was. I probably
yeah.
would have been able to if I'd been in the astral because there was one time Jim came out and I was still asleep on the couch and he said I was speaking in a non-human language. He didn't know what I was saying.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. Jim's lovely because he went through a lot of spooky, well, not spooky, but I mean, you've had ETs in your house. You've
yeah.
had
yeah.
energy in your house. And there's Jim going, it reminds me of that guy who said, I don't believe in ghosts. So if I saw one, I would be very frightened. You know, he didn't necessarily believe in all that, but it's like, well, it's happening around you, Jim. And yeah, he's very,
yeah, I had
he's got his own.
Yeah. He asked me to make sure they stayed out of his room while he was sleeping at night. I did, and they did. So I used to hear him walking around in the kitchen when he was sleeping, too. He'd come out and look at me. It wasn't me because I was asleep, but he'd hear him moving around in the kitchen.
Wow.
In fact, those videos, I think I sent you videos on Messenger, too, of ones I captured here in the house.
Absolutely. Yeah, on our convo thing. Yeah, and that always blew me away. It's talking about, like, I know I remember taking 5 hours to get a close-up of a long-eared owl when I was doing nature photography, and it took all that time. And just imagine how, because these guys are not going to put themselves in peril. They know what humans are like. So the fact that you were even able to get that close is really, really cool.
Amazing.
It kept shying away. It reminded me of a puppy that hadn't been done, you know, working with, what do you call that? Socialized.
You mean when somebody's
Thank
trying
you.
To train it?
Yeah.
Socialized. Yeah. Like, gives that the little being kept hiding from you and backing away and whatnot, and it must have taken just such patience to, you know.
Well, I have a theory about that. I think it has to do with the energy that was actually coming off my camera. It may have interfered with their energy. They were trying to keep
possibly.
A distance on it.
Yeah, because when I saw that light that you told me, it's perfectly possible it was a shift with the green and red and the blue, red, green, and blue, and it was rotating, and my camera failed when I tried to take a picture of it. Like, the battery
the
went on every
flat.
Time.
Energy coming
you know
off
what?
A physical device compared to an energy being, it's two different types. It's like trying to, put hot water and cold water together, and you get a little bit of steam, and it messes things up a little.
Interference, yeah. Because, you know, it's weird. I think I've mentioned this to Linda, but the person I live with, when he goes under streetlights, they turn off. It's the weird thing. Yeah, he turns off streetlights.
Mine too.
Yeah, do you?
I
and
have
it's,
that too.
Yeah, again, it's something about the energy. Barry's another one who, like, he doesn't believe in ghosts, and yet he sees them all the time. no way, but he sees them. Like, his friend Andy showed up, and he's like, I saw Andy. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. You had a spirit connected with his spirit. And he goes, yeah, but I don't believe in that. Oh, dear.
Well, there's another thing, too. Get Barry to do this. Hold a compass in his hand. If it points to the south instead of the north, that's another aberration that I have.
Oh, I'll try that. Yeah.
Put a multimeter, an amp meter, whatever, that you use to see if electronics are working or not.
Yeah.
Ground the one plug and have him hold the other and see if the multimeter just infinitely keeps going up, 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 up. Because I did this with Jim and his brother John. Their tests came out very, very slow, degrading numbers. Mine just went exponentially up and kept going and going and going and going. And I imagine it wouldn't have stopped, except it's like, okay, enough of this. But, yeah, see if his numbers fly up on that.
Cool. I will definitely try that. Because it is fascinating, and it's hilarious when the person that is manifesting this doesn't believe in any of that stuff. It's it's almost comical, but you know, it's fine. I never push it on to people, but it's like it's happening to you, sir. And
I live in silence, but then, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, that more and more people. I'm meeting more and more people like me, but I never tell anybody.
That's right.
Right?
Well, you're attracting them. You're attracting what you need, and it's crazy.
And what I am.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it seems crazy, but it's actually more normal than the way the world works in general right now. Like, I find the sort of the way we, you know, the we're trying to solve things through war and hatred and bashing each other over the head. And it doesn't work, you know, and I think it's less crazy to be spiritual and, you know that we're not just the only form of life in the universe.
Right.
A little bit arrogant. Yeah.
It just can't be. Yeah, that's just our arrogance. You're right. That's the arrogant part of it. That we,
well,
people that feel that we're the only form of life, because we can't be. There's no way.
Yeah, we're not, definitely not the smartest either, you know, even on the planet.
Yes.
Which is like, yes, I'm human. I know everything. Bite me. I don't think so. No, there's one. We're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you all one more question. And I know Marianne's on the line, but she's quiet as a church mouse.
I know.
I hope we're not,
I'm here.
You know. Well, be jump in, Marianne, because we're all going on and on, but we don't want you to feel like.
Good.
You know, it's,
oh, no.
The guy at the back going, hey, guys, sort of thing. But, oh, yeah. Sylvia Brown claims, and I have much respect for her, but she says that we as spiritual beings cannot change phylum. But I don't think that's true. You know, you can. I think you could have a life experience as a dog or a bird or a fish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think it's possible to be any sentient life form you want
yeah.
to be.
Yeah.
Well, remember, James Van Praagh even spoke about that we were in different life forms in different lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even in meditation, in this present life, you can actually go into another life form through meditation. It's not something I don't think easy to do. I've tried it and haven't got there yet. But, yeah, I think you can inhabit any, as you say, Linda, any life form. Yeah, that's what I thought. No disrespect to Sylvia, because I think she was a cool guy. And,
yeah.
Still is. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I've looked through different eyes other than humans at some point. In...
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying by that, Lynn. This is Jessica. There came a point, and I think it hit in 2012, where I really viewed and understood people differently. Like, in the respect that I learned, it's like, and it's part of the ascension, you know, the growth process is that you identify less with the emotions of what people do to you, and you begin to see and view life and people as just parts of this amazing experience, you know, and we're all a part of them for each other.
Yeah, absolutely. In the world, but not of it. It's
right.
Yeah,
it's like a trip that we're taking, and this is. Whatever it is, I'm really, really glad that we all connected. I love you guys so much, and so glad that we're all together.
I love you guys too.
Hear the scarecrow.
You know, my people love you. You heard him say that.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
Yeah.
Sweet babies, they're lovely. Blow them a kiss from the team, would you?
Yeah, please.
I always see the scarecrow from Wizard of Oz going, well, we know each other now, don't we? So onward from this, right? Would you mind closing out for us and like sending people around the circle?
Absolutely. Thank you, Lynn.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to just thank everyone for being here today. We wish everyone a beautiful Sunday. And I wanted, if anyone would like to get a hold of any of us, I am Jessica Petro, and you can find me on Facebook under that name or our Facebook called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And, of course, in the Sacred Embers page and website. And I will give it over to Lynn. Lynn, where could we find you?
Okay, I'm at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. Also on Facebook. And you can find all of us at the Sacred Embers website, which is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And you can, just something we always forget to mention, we can catch all the shows in the Blog Talk archives. So just type in blogtalk.com/sacredembers, and all the shows we've ever done will show up.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Tony?
Yeah, and so I'm on Facebook, Tony Jorgensen. I'm also on Sacred Embers group and Enter the Light. And I do have a website, and I'm trying to get it going. It's Tony the Good Witch at the same as Lynn. Rick site.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Marianne?
Yeah, I'm just Marianne Adams on Facebook.
Awesome. Thank you. And then our
love,
Linda Irwin? Where can we find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook Messenger. I'm Linda Irwin. My avatar is a smiley face with headphones. I'm also on YouTube under Linda Irwin. And again, my videos have the avatar of the smiley face with the headphones. And you can set your intention, even if I don't know who you are, to meet with me in the astral, and we can go from there.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
It works. I've been there. It'll blow you away.
Yep.
So go meet Linda. Get her to make you some of her coffee. It's just amazing. And the music. Shall I put on Louis and send us off into dreamland?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Love and light to you guys.
You too. Everyone have a beautiful Sunday.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think